In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Question 340. What is necessary to receive confirmation properly? To receive confirmation properly, it is necessary to be in the state of grace and to know well the chief truths and duties of our religion. There's a movement to bring the sacrament back to a real sacrament of initiation, so that the order that one receives the sacraments would be baptism, confirmation, and then Holy Communion in that order, the original order. We'll see how well that happens. This is taking place as we speak in the Archdiocese of Denver, and will be so in our parish. But notice the admonition there that we need to know well the chief truths and duties of the faith. Well, how well should we know them? This can be answered in different ways, but one way is to realize that an eighth grade understanding is fine for an eighth grader, but not a tenth grader. A college undergrad understanding of the faith is good, but really only for an undergrad. It's not as though we have to have theological degrees, of course. Many great laymen know their faith through the reading of the Mass, the Bible, daily Mass, the lives of the saints, praying their rosary. The point is that to cease studying the faith, or to study it haphazardly, is a disaster, and this leads to lukewarmness. And Christ said of the lukewarm that he would vomit them out of his mouth. Very frightening words on his part. And regarding to prayer and sacrifice and knowledge of the faith, note that someone might know their faith pretty well and would be able to talk about it with a friend. But not everybody is able to argue well on behalf of the faith. There are some people who simply can't think of the answer, the thing that they want, and they can't think quickly on their feet and would lose an argument. However, every Catholic can pray and offer sacrifice and grow in their faith. It says here in question 341, after we have been confirmed, why should we continue to study our religion even more earnestly than before? After we have been confirmed, we should continue to study our religion even more earnestly than before, so that we may be able to explain and defend our faith, and thus cooperate with the grace of confirmation. We cannot possibly explain the faith to intelligent non-Catholics unless we know it well. Nor can we live it ourselves as adults unless our knowledge of our faith grows as our bodies and minds grow. The knowledge acquired in school is a good foundation to build on, but all our lives we must continue to read and deepen our knowledge in the mysteries of the faith. So again, not everybody can explain and defend with words. It takes an ability to think on your feet, which you might not have. But not be able to say anything, not to be able to do anything, that too would be a disaster, and perhaps grave cowardice. Question 342, should all Catholics be confirmed? Yes, they should all be confirmed in order to be strengthened against the dangers to salvation and to be prepared better to defend their Catholic faith. Confirmation is not necessary to salvation, but tremendously helpful. To neglect it deliberately would be a sin. So the strength against the dangers of salvation comes from God, especially through this sacrament. But I love this quote of St. Ignatius of Loyola. We have to work as if 100% depended on us, and we need to pray as if 100% depended on God. We are at the end of lesson 25, and at the bottom of page 161, there's a beautiful little prayer. It goes like this: Almighty and eternal God, who in your kindness have given to me your servant a new birth through water and the Holy Ghost, granted me the remission of all my sins, send forth from heaven upon me your sevenfold Spirit, the Holy Paraclete. Amen. And it says, in parentheses there in the italics, adapted from the Roman ritual. Know that there are four basic liturgical books that we use in the Roman Rite. They are the Roman Missal, and that's what we use for Mass. The Roman Pontifical, that's what bishops use for the things that, in particular, that only bishops can do. There's the Roman Ritual, and that contains all the blessings and sacraments that priests, parish priests, can do. And then there's the Roman Breviary, or the Divine Office, which continues the sacrifice of the Mass throughout the day. So most all of the blessings that are given in the Catholic Church are contained traditionally in the Roman ritual. One of these blessings is the blessing of a home, blessing of a house. So the habit to be acquired is this. Whenever you move into a new home, or you find yourself in a home or an apartment, have it blessed by the priest. There are great reasons for that, which we might bring out later.